This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to ExpressPros.com to find your location. That's ExpressPros.com.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50, code LISTEN50.
It might have. I mean, I'm happy with where it's at. You know, you kind of, you take it, it's like any circumstance, you take it as you find it, but I can find a lot of positives in it being this past week, you know. It felt like it was at the right time. I think it's an opportunity, really, for us to really kind of just heal up and freshen up and continue to get stronger. I mean, we want to play our best football right now. That's what we're really focusing on doing. Everything else is just sideshow. Everything else is just a distraction. None of it's important. What's important is our football, you know, the football. Getting the football right, playing our best football that we're capable of playing, everybody locked in for that. That's what it's really all about. Nothing else matters. Everything else is just static.
We're live from Prince George's Stadium in Bowie, home of the Chesapeake Bay Sox. And that was John Harbaugh talking about last year's schedule, where they had a very late bye, where this year it's more in the middle, week 7. And Jason, the biggest takeaway for me, just initial view of the schedule, is wow, do they have a gauntlet in the first 6 weeks, where you're facing a bunch of playoff teams, and it starts in Buffalo where the Ravens season ended.
Yeah, I mean, we didn't belabor the point about the schedule much leading up to it, because I think it's kind of foolish too, but there were certain things we were going to be looking for. Would there be a cluster of 3 straight road games? There is. Now, it's also surrounded by a cluster of 3 straight home games on either side of it. So I think that mitigates it some, but that's never ideal. We know that they're playing a fair number of teams that made the playoffs last year, or we think could be improved and make the playoffs this year. And, yeah, a lot of those are clustered in the first 6 weeks. So there's that part of it. The division aspect of it, would this be another year where they don't play the Steelers until late in the year? Yeah, it is. And then the bye. And the bye comes right smack in the middle, probably a little earlier than some would like. It's certainly not as bad as week 5, but it will be interesting to hear, you know, how much Harbs and others opine about the schedule once OTAs get started in a couple weeks. But, I mean, you said it. There's the first 6 weeks that there's a bit of a gauntlet. The two best teams you're going to play all year are on the road, and they're both early. And you've had trouble winning at either of those places, right? You've had trouble winning in Western New York. You've had trouble winning at Arrowhead. If you split those games and go 4-2 in your first 6 weeks, I think, Bone, we're going to be sitting there at week 7 saying this team is in pretty good shape. This team's going to be in position to control their own destiny, to win the division, and possibly still be in contention for the one seed. If you lose at Kansas City and at Buffalo, and you're more like 3-3 going into that bye week, then you've got some work to do.
For sure, and I think it puts a lot of pressure on this Ravens team, considering the fact that they did start slow last year, where they started in Kansas City, and you think, okay, whatever, they're going to come back, rebound against the Raiders. You lose that game, and then you're thinking, oh, geez, here we go. But another aspect of the schedule that everyone looks for, Ravens get 4 primetime games, first one being week 1 in Buffalo. That's Sunday Night Football. The Lions at home on Monday Night Football. Remember, that was a big topic of discussion back when Steve Bisciotti used to meet with the media, how the Ravens do not play home
on Monday night
games. This is only their 5th home Monday night game under John Harbaugh since 2008. A Thursday night game in Miami. Remember that a couple years back with Brian Flores and the Cover Zero Blitz. And then Thanksgiving night against the Bengals.
Yeah, they seem to always get a Bengals game in prime time at home, whether it's a Thursday or a Sunday or whatever. They love the Ravens on these holiday windows. They generally take care of the Bengals here. And we know that the Bengals, we'll see, is Trey Hendrickson on their roster by the time they play that game or not? Look, we tend to dwell on the negative. And yeah, having to go to Kansas City and to Buffalo in the first 4 weeks of the season is tough. But, like, you get Detroit here. Detroit outside of that dome. Their efficiencies wane. And that's very early in the year. And remember, that's a whole new coaching staff. So if you're going to play the Lions and you're going to get them at your place, I'd rather do it early before they've adjusted to life without Ben Johnson and Aaron Glenn running their offense and defense respectively. Houston. Go run C.J. Stroud splits home versus road. He's two different quarterbacks. You get him at home. You get him early in the year. You know, I'd prefer that. So, again, win four of your first six, which I don't think is too tall a task for a team that Vegas thinks is going to win 11 and a half games, which is about as high of a win total as you're going to find anywhere. The schedule did not alter any sports book that I could find in terms of their over-under totals for the Ravens. So, yeah, it might be a little bit tough, but not enough to cost them half a win or a win in the betting markets. And I still think 12, you know, a 12-5 season would not surprise me at all. Again, not knowing how healthy they're going to be. And we've seen injuries at times be a non-factor. We've seen injuries at times derail seasons.
Well, and the Ravens have been remarkably healthy over their past two seasons, but just suffered a season-ending blow with Ardarius Washington, you would assume, considering that he tore his Achilles. But another very interesting part of the schedule that you really don't see much, and you mentioned the three road games, like, it almost mirrors a baseball schedule where you have three straight home games, followed by three straight road games, followed by three straight home games.
Series.
I'd love to know how often that has happened, if at all, in NFL history.
It's definitely an odd quirk. And then, again, you've got to hold serve at home early because they do finish with, what, three of their last four on the road.
And four of their last six divisional opponents, Bengals twice and Steelers twice.
Which I think we've become a little bit more accustomed to that. That sort of scheduling quirk has been a little bit more baked in the cake. But, yeah, look, they're considered one of the best teams in football, and they're going to get to prove it with this schedule.
We are live at Prince George's Stadium, home of the Chesapeake Bay Sox, and we are right about to be joined by a Bay Sox standout, Creed Willems, on the other side. Tony Gwynn Jr. is going to be joining us at 2:30. Braxton Bragg, Bay Sox starting pitcher, who's flying up the through the Orioles system right now at 4 o'clock. And Lucy Burge, 4:30, and Andy Koska will recap the O's Twin Series with him at 5:30.
A lot of football and a whole lot of baseball. And there's good things happening in this organization and good things happening out here at Bowie / Chesapeake. We're in Bowie. They are the Chesapeake Bay Sox. And if you're out here at the ball game tonight, stop by and say hi.
But coming up next, Creed Willems, Bay Sox catcher, is going to be joining us. He is off to a hot start to the season, and we'll get his thoughts on it on the other side. It's Inside Access on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities. And no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. ExpressPros.com.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. factormeals.com/listen50. Code LISTEN50.
Nerds.
Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
We're live from Prince George's Stadium. The Chesapeake Bay Sox set to take on Akron tonight. First pitch at 6:35. You're going to want to come out, and they got some great promotions happening this weekend that we'll let you know about. But we have a really good Bay Sox player in front of us right now in Creed Willems. And Creed, before we get off to your start this year in Double A, I wanted to ask you about your time during the Arizona Fall League, because you had a standout season there. How much do you think that served as a bit of a springboard for you?
Yeah, I think it was big. Just going out there and, you know, you're playing talent from all over baseball. It was big. You got to face guys who have, you know, made their debuts or, you know, are on the verge of making their debuts and have made it this year, whatever it may be. And just getting to see, like, you know, what these guys have and, getting to experience it outside of just the teams you would play in your league was real big for me, and just being able to expose myself to some, you know, some different pitchers and some new faces. And I think it was a big aspect, and it was a lot of fun. So
you're someone who's always had raw natural power. You know, you could hit a fastball. How have you evolved, I guess, hitting different shapes? And as you've moved up into the higher minors now, the caliber of pitching that you're facing, what kind of adjustments have you had to make, and how do you feel like you've evolved in the batter's box?
Yeah, I think a lot of it comes from our plan setting and spring training, and with our coordinators and coaching staff. It's real big. Like coming in, that was one thing I knew I really needed to work on. So, you know, get in there, whether they're throwing BP with their arm or, you know, whether they're feeding machine, just try to work on shapes that I needed to work on, and being able to pick up like where I needed to start for me to be able to, you know, really get a good pitch to hit. And still a lot of work to be done there, but it's, you know, month by month, just feeling better with it. And year by year, I felt like just completely more confident with it, and just overall a little bit better at picking it up for the most part.
We're speaking to Creed Willems, Chesapeake Bay Sox catcher. It's Inside Access on the Fan. Creed, well, how about the defensive side of it? Where have you seen your game grow behind the dish?
Yeah, I think a big one is my receiving. Whenever I came into pro ball, I was in a completely different stance. And that was kind of the first thing that we changed was my setup. And felt like I always caught fastballs real well, just kind of like hitting. Like I was good with those, but I struggled with you know, right-handed sliders and stuff like that. Like my weak side was always my throwing arm side. Like I felt like I had a good move on my glove side, but just getting into a better position to catch those pitches that are, you know, on the outer half and make them look a little bit better and be more consistent and feel more confident and comfortable back there.
There's a lot of catching talent in this organization, and even when guys like Adley and Sam Basayo were here, they were playing some first base as well. So that's obviously a part of your toolkit. How does that toggling work, though? And Like, do you have a preference? Like, would you rather kind of know, hey, I'm going to catch for 2 or 3 days in a row, so I'm sort of in catcher's mode? Or does it not make a difference if it's one, if you're just sort of literally catch one day, first the next, catch one day, first the next?
Yeah, I think it doesn't really matter. As long as, you know, I'm in the lineup, I enjoy it. And I think our manager does a really good job of that, letting us know prior to the week starting of what days we're going to be catching, what days we're going to be playing first base, and stuff like that. So you have an idea as the week starts, you know, when you're going to be, you know, catching first base, DH, or whatever it may be. You know, having that, like, you know, predetermined was big, and, you know, really grateful that we have that ability to, you know before the week starts. But at the end of the day, like, you're kind of ready for whatever.
Well, and some of those guys, especially like an Adley, right? Like, we knew he was going to catch. The first base thing was just to sort of spell him. And you know that Adley's here, and he's probably going to be here for a while. So how much pride have you taken in the first base aspect of this and just improving your footwork and everything over there?
Yeah, it's been big. Coming into pro ball, I'd play a little bit of first base in summer ball, you know, in the longer tournaments and stuff like that. But I didn't really start playing until the back half of my first year. Like, really getting my feet wet over there, and so it was big, you know, just working on it, and in the off season, you know, trying to make it as much of a priority as anything else. So, you know, whether that's getting my dad to hit me some fungo, or you know, getting him to feed the machine, just to work on my hands over there and kind of get a feel for it. And then as we go into spring training, I'll be doing catching work and first base work, and then kind of the same here, pretty much. Whether I'm if I'm playing first base, I'll still do my catching work earlier in the day, and then I'll get on the field for my defense a little bit later, and kind of vice versa, and just try to do something that allows me to get, you know, both of those things in.
We're speaking to Creed Willems, Chesapeake Bay Sox catcher. It's Inside Access on the Fan. Creed, Jason touched on it a little bit, but your power numbers are up. You already got 10 doubles. You had 21 doubles all of last year, slugging percentage over 500. What's kind of led to this power surge?
Yeah, I think just trying to carry over from last year, and then just reminding myself that, you know, homers are great, but they're not the most important thing. Like, I think we talk about it as an org, you know, the run value of certain situations are different. And, you know, yeah, it might be the run value of a home run with nobody on is greater than anything. But, you know, with guys on, the run value of, you know, a double or a single might end up being pretty close to a home run. But it's just one of those things, like, trying to find a way to, you know, get runs in, or, you know, get on base and give the guy behind me a chance. And so for me, it's just, you know, all about putting a good swing on the ball and, you know, trying to hit it hard at a good angle and go from there.
We've all who watch this system have gotten a little skewed, because there's been some freak show guys drafted in the top five who have moved like crazy. And that's not the norm, but that sort of became the norm here. Do you have to remind yourself sometimes, like, how young you are for this level? You know what I mean? Because even though you spent some time here last year, like, what, you're about to turn 22 in a couple weeks?
Yes,
like,
sir.
It's pretty young to be playing every day in the Eastern League.
Yeah, I think it's big. You know, I think a lot of guys have asked me, or, you know, whenever they find out I'm 21, they're a little bit shocked. But it's different, because a lot of these guys that are, you know, power surging through, they're great ball players, and they, you know, went to college, and they had, you know, that college experience that kind of gave them that ability, I think, to give them there. And I'm just grateful. I think that as a baseball player, I've developed more in professional baseball than I would have been able to in college. And I think that was a big thing coming in for me. It was like, whenever I had the opportunity, you know, I knew that I think I would have had a better shot going straight to pro ball than going to college. And I'm grateful every day for my decision I made. And granted, first year, there was times that I was like, you know, maybe I should have went to college, but, you know, just pushing through. And I think that's kind of set me up, because it shows that, you know, no matter where you are, like, you're going to have struggles. And I think, you know, could have been the same thing in college, but in college I wouldn't have been ran out there in the lineup every single day like I was in pro ball. And I think that set me up, because it forced me to battle through that adversity.
Creed, you were able to get your feet wet in AA at the end of last year. How much comfortability did that give you, already having a little bit of experience heading into this season at the AA level?
Yeah, I think it was big. You know, because there's times that, you know, you get promoted from spring training, and you know you're maybe a little bit unsure of what that level's going to hold. So for me, being able to come up last year. And at the point last year, I was really confident, really comfortable in the box whenever I got promoted. So it kind of carried over. And I think that was big because I was able to expose myself a little bit to the level. And then, you know, the fall league added on to that. And then coming into this year, you know, it was like, all right, well, we've been there already. So, let's just keep going, keep grinding it out.
Who are some of your favorite teammates to catch? Whose stuff do you feel like has maybe made a jump from opportunities you've had to catch them in the past at different levels or whatever?
Yeah, I think, we got a lot of guys that I've been around for a long time. I think Levi Wells is a big one. Mm-hmm. He's got electric stuff, and, you know, I think he's come a long way since last year. And another one is some of the guys that I was drafted with in 2021, like Daniel Lloyd, you know, getting moved to the bullpen, but, you know, still has that stuff, has added stuff to his arsenal. And, you know, just seeing all these guys that I've been around with for so long, you know, adding new pitches or, you know, seeing where they've developed is a special, special thing.
He's Chesapeake Bay Sox Creed Willems, catcher. Come see him tonight and the rest of the Chesapeake Bay Sox, 6:35 first pitch against Akron. They are home through Sunday. A lot of really cool promotions that we'll be telling you about between now and 6. Creed, thanks so much for taking the time, man.
Of course.
Appreciate
thank you for having me.
Well, coming up next, Odyssey MLB insider Tony Gwynn Jr. We had Jim Bowden on the show a couple of days ago. He had some strong things to say about the Orioles and positional flexibility and maybe some lack of continuity in the lineup. We'll get Tony Gwynn Jr.'s thoughts on that next on Insider.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never frozen meals are dietitian approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50, code LISTEN50.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Access. Orioles got swept in the doubleheader yesterday. They're trying to avoid being swept in the entire series against the Twins. And right now they trail Minnesota 4-0 in the top of the seventh inning. We will get you updated on that game on the other side. But joining us right now is Odyssey MLB Insider Tony Gwynn Jr. Insider calls are presented by Grainger. With supplies and solutions for every industry, Grainger has the right product for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. And Tony, we had Jim Bowden on the show a couple of days ago, and he really lamented the fact that the Orioles have leaned too heavily into positional flexibility and use way too many platoons instead of having more continuity in their lineups. And this isn't just an Orioles thing. Some of this is just today's baseball. But how much importance do you put on continuity of lineup day to day?
I put a ton of priority into that, especially when you have a talented roster. And I think, you know, a lot of times the platooning, yeah, it is a way of baseball, but it's also a way to if we're being honest, to save money, right? You're not having to spend a ton of money on or amount of money that you're not comfortable with in a certain position. And unfortunately, this is how it can go sometimes. When you have a lot of positions that you're platooning left and right, it can get you into trouble, because if both guys aren't performing well, you really don't have much. And so I do the Padre games every day. That's a lineup that has continuity. There's only maybe one or two positions that they're platooning. Everybody else are pretty much everyday guys. And that's, to me, the kind of the way you want to go if you're going to have a platoon system. And you just can't have too many. We saw this with the Giants a few years back. It worked one year, and then it fell apart the next couple of years. So, yeah, I'm a big believer in continuity.
We're broadcasting from the Orioles AA affiliate here today, Tony, and we're probably, 20 minutes away from Jackson Merrill's neighborhood. Man, oh, man. Is it any coincidence that the Padres dip a little bit while he's out, and then he comes back and extends the lineup and provides power from all over, and all of a sudden they get it cranking again?
No, I don't think there's a coincidence. I will say they were missing a bunch of guys at that point. Jake Cronenworth,
sure.
Luis Arraez. But to your point, Jackson Merrill is a phenomenal young man. I think I don't know a better way to say it. I mean, he's everything you would want in a teammate. The Padres lose a tough one the other night. He goes 3-for-4, and he wants to hear nothing of it. And, you know, it comes off, I think, initially like cliche type deal, but he's consistent with it. That's who he is as a player. And as you said, having him back in the middle of the lineup lengthens an already pretty lengthy lineup out. And to me, I think he's starting to get better defensively in center field too. So I can't pick anybody above him right now at that position.
We're speaking to Odyssey MLB insider Tony Gwynn Jr. It's Inside Access on the Fan. Tony, don't look now, but the AL Central, after a big surprise year last year, now they got four teams over 500, with the surging Twins having the longest winning streak in baseball. How impressed have you been with the start to the Central?
I mean, I think we all have to be impressed, because I don't think anybody predicted that they'd have four teams playing this well. Now, Minnesota's obviously won 10 straight, on the cusp of maybe making it 11. But that division is talented. When you look up and down, we saw Detroit earlier. We saw Cleveland earlier here in San Diego. Both of those teams are really good teams. And having seen Kansas City over the last 2 years, you're seeing the young kid Witt come into his own now. That division is one to be reckoned with. I don't think anybody saw it being this good this year, but I mean, it's right up there with the toughest division in baseball.
And let me take the flip side of that. Could it be that the AL East really isn't special? The Orioles are a horrendous baseball team right now. They can't hit, they don't really pitch, and they can't field.
Great point.
Toronto, right? I think they've kind of been the same underachieving bunch for a couple years now, and they're probably ready to fire another manager. They don't hit like you think they could. The Red Sox bullpen is a joke, and they're dealing with a situation where Devers doesn't want to play first base, and he might not be long for there. And the poor Rays are playing in a double-A, you know, stadium, and they've got no budget. Like, could it be that chickens are coming home to the roost here, and the Yankees win this thing by double digits, and nobody else is much above 500?
It's starting to look like that. It really is. And the Yankees haven't even played their best baseball yet.
Nope.
And so, again, this is much like the AL Central. I don't think anybody predicted. I think going into the season, you would have said the American League East and the National League West have the chance to be the two toughest divisions top to bottom. And boy, boy, have we gotten that half right. The West, National League West is great, but the American League East, outside of the Yankees, and granted, I haven't seen Toronto and Boston yet up close. I haven't seen Baltimore, but I talk to you guys every week. I kind of know what's going on there. it's been a bit of a surprise, and I wouldn't be surprised at all if the Yankees run away from the rest of this division as they start to get healthier.
Tony, we think we have it bad here in Baltimore, but imagine being a Pirates fan, man. Like, they fired their manager recently. They've finished fourth or fifth in the NL Central every single year since 2017. Where does that team go? Where does this team go from here?
You know, I think much like the Rockies, really, I don't know that they know where they're going at this point. I think different than the Rockies, the Pirates actually have some young talent. I mean, O'Neill Cruz, I was extremely impressed watching him play before he got hurt. Obviously, Paul Skenes is a phenom. They got some young pieces there, but it just doesn't seem to be direction. I think the Pirates are a great classic case of only a piece of the organization. It's not working together. Clearly, they've been able to identify talent, but there's some disconnect, you know, from the time they get drafted to when they get to the big leagues in terms of making that team stronger. They should have gone out and spent a little money on their offense, and they could have had a chance in the National League Central to be competitive, but they didn't do that. They didn't address enough. Obviously, I love the signing of Kutch, but outside of that, they really didn't do much. And so here they are kind of stuck in the same spot they are consistently stuck in. And I don't know that there's an easy answer right now for the Pirates.
When did you learn, Tony Gwynn Jr., that the strike zone had changed?
It's a great question.
Every time I think Major League Baseball is totally backwards, they prove to me they're even more backwards than I thought they were.
You know, it's funny. I found out about 2 days before the article hit everybody's eyes. And I was hearing word that, you know, the folks who were doing the story were asking managers had they heard about this, and none of them knew about it. And so it's wild that you would have a rule change like that specific one, and no one know about it until an article hits the national stage and kind of enlightens everybody. I know there was a memo sent out. Apparently, the folks that needed to get it, a la the coaches and players, never saw this thing. But watching all of these games, I knew something was up. It was just a way from the naked eye, you could tell the zone had just gotten really tight for some umpires who, you know, have a little bit bigger of a zone.
Last thing for you, Tony, another bizarre timing thing by MLB. Pete Rose being removed by their ineligibility list. What did you make of that?
The first thing I thought of is that, you know, obviously there's some politics involved in this a little bit. The next thing I thought was, wow, where are people going to come down on this? Because it's not, although Pete is eligible, it's not a foregone conclusion by any means that he's going to get in. And again, kind of reading some of the things that are out there from players who, you know, played in that generation, there is definitely a distinct kind of divide. I think the generation of my dad and moving forward feel differently than the generation maybe just before my dad. And, you know, depending on who's voting, I find it hard to believe that there won't be five people that feel extremely strongly about Pete not getting in. And so it's going to be interesting to see how this all falls. But it definitely, I mean, I can't say I was completely surprised by the idea that they were going to kind of allow Pete to be eligible again. But I still think there's a major question mark if he actually gets in.
He's Odyssey MLB insider Tony Gwynn Jr. with supplies and solutions for every industry. Grainger has the right product for you. Call clickgrainger.com or stop by. Tony, thanks as always, man. We'll talk next week.
All right, you guys take care.
Thank you.
You got it. Coming up at the top of the hour, we're going to get back into the Ravens schedule. There's a lot to dissect there. But coming up next, we will update you on the Orioles-Twins series finale. Are the O's going to get swept? We'll tell you what the score is looking like on the other side. We're live at Prince George's Stadium ahead of the Bay Sox taking on Akron, 6:35 first pitch. They play Akron through Sunday and tonight. Happy hour with live music, $2 beers from 5 to 6:30.
Can't beat that, Bone.
You kidding me?
They got any non-alcoholic beers in there? Probably.
They probably
I bet they do.
I bet they do.
I'm going to find out.
That market's been booming, Jason.
Yes.
Also, the first 1,000 kids get a glow stick tomorrow as we have a post-game glow stick dance party.
Nice.
That game starts at 7:05. Fireworks follow the game Saturday, 6:35 start there. And Sunday, we're all dog people here.
Yes.
It's bring the dog out for Bark in the Park. Start time is at 1:05. Get your tickets now at BaySox.
We might come back Sunday.
Yeah.
Because I'm not watching the Orioles.
Well, if you haven't watched the Orioles today, their offense hasn't done much, Jason.
No.
They have a whopping 4 hits. They trail the Twins 4-0 in the bottom of the 8th inning.
Yeah, it's been absolutely inept. They couldn't hit Chris Paddock, who is generally a very hittable pitcher. 8 of Paddock's last 9 outs were recorded as ground outs or strikeouts. So they couldn't even hit the ball in the air against him. Outside of some nice at-bats from Jackson Holliday at the leadoff spot, which they'll probably have to stick with, it's been generally what we've been accustomed to, which is complete ineptitude. They're on the cusp of being swept by the Twins again. They're on the cusp of responding to adversity with an inept, limp performance, which we've seen time and time again. When they lose by 10 runs, they don't show up the next day. When they lose by 20 runs, they don't show up the next day. When they lose by 20 runs and have a day off, they don't show up the next day. And when they get swept by a Twins team that looked left for dead before the Orioles got to Minnesota last week, how do they respond from getting swept from the Twins? Listless, inept at-bats against Paddock, not able to muster any runs. Bone, people should be fired. This is not going to clean. This mess can't clean itself up.
No, it's not. And, Jason, you were saying this Monday where the Orioles got swept in Minnesota, but they at least responded to take a series against a really crappy Angels team. But how were they going to stack on that? How were they going to build off of that? And now they're 4 outs away from getting swept again. They haven't been able to win consecutive games. They've barely been able to win series. They've won 3 series all year long. This is who they are. They're a bad baseball team right now.
They're pushing now towards 20 games below 500 since June 20th last year. They're the third worst home team in baseball since June 20th of last year. 50% of their baseball games since June 20th last year, they've scored 3 runs or less. It was never just about the pitching. The pitching was a convenient excuse for Mike Elias to try to spin people for a week about what's really wrong with his team. What's really wrong with his team is the collection of human beings don't fit. They're heartless. They're fairly gutless. They don't respond to adversity well. They don't have real leaders. And his response to that was to make them younger and more naive than they were before. The starting pitching, yeah, there's some abject failures. They're on him. It's Charlie Morton. It's Kyle Gibson. But, like, that was already starting to straighten out, and that's going to straighten out. Is it going to be good? No. Is it going to be the worst in the league? No. The problem is they're at bats. Their situational hitting, their ability to work counts and walk, all the things that he sold you on when he started this rebuild, none of it exists. It's fantasy land. They're a horrible baseball team. Throwing, catching, hitting, they're horrible at all of it. They've been horrible at it for months. And the idea that give them more time or let this play out or injuries, it's complete and utter BS.
And now that we're we are literally halfway through the month of May. Remember going in, okay, Orioles have the easiest schedule in May. They're four outs away from starting the month of May 3-9. 3-9, Jason.
And something else that we've been chronicling. So they get swept in a doubleheader yesterday after 2 days off. They are 1-7 this season after a day off. Since the All-Star break last year, they're 4-12 after a day off. You're going to tell me that this is a fluke? And a lot of those losses have been completely lopsided. That, to me, is a sign of an immature, naive team that doesn't know how to use that day off to their advantage. It turns out to be a detriment to them. In a sport that's the ultimate marathon grind sport, how does this team respond from a day off by not showing up all the time? What's going on the night before? Who is holding people accountable? What's going on in the clubhouse that day? Where's the skipper?
Well, it kind of gets back to Cody Ashy last Sunday, where maybe they're just handling off days the same as they always have been. Jason, nothing to see here. Please disperse. We're going to get back into the O's and MLB in general in less than an hour when Braxton Bragg joins us, a Bay Sox starting pitcher who only had a couple starts in Aberdeen, yep. And then boom, elevated to Double A. Excited to talk to him. But coming up next, we're going to get back into this Ravens schedule. Very interesting. It almost has a baseball-type feel to it. Why? We'll tell you on the other side. It's Inside Access on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.